joining us now to talk about that and a story in which he expressed regret over not kneeling in the 2017 season. It's Indians outfielder Delino DeShields Jr. Delino, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's start quickly with that latest proposal. What's it like being a player and watching these proposals go back and forth like a tennis ball?
It's kind of frustrating, you know. I know for a fact that, you know, the players, they want to go out there and play. But, you know, also, you know, we feel like the Players Association, you know, they're working hard to do what's best for the players. So, you know, it's frustrating. You know, obviously we want to, this is our time for sports. And, you know, as much as I know a lot of guys are probably enjoying spending time with their families and stuff, but, you know, this is our life. This is what we, you know, we get paid to do, something that we love to do. And, yeah, I tell you what, I'm really bored right now. You know, I'm not used to having all this downtime, but every day I'm getting anxious, and you know, I feel like both sides are just being kind of stubborn. But I know, you know, they're trying to just do what's best for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So as frustrating as it is, like, you know, it is what it is at this point. We've waited long enough. So, you know, if we got to keep waiting until they figure it out, then, you know, what's another couple weeks?
Yeah, right. And look, Lino, there's a ton we could talk about with that. But, you know, we also want to get to you opening up about regret you share from 2017 when then Oakland Athletics catcher Bruce Maxwell called you when you were then a member of the Texas Rangers on the heels of Donald Trump calling NFL players sons of bees for kneeling. He invited you to join him in kneeling during the national anthem. After conversations you had with a few people, including your parents, you ultimately decided it wasn't the right time to take that stand. Can you enlighten us on why in that moment you just didn't feel like it was what you wanted to do?
Well, Bruce, he called me and he didn't like, he just told me what he was about that day, and he was just like, "Hey, don't feel pressure to do this. Like, but I just want you to know where I'm at right now, and I don't want you to feel like obligated to go out here and take a knee." And so, like, from that standpoint, I didn't feel pressured from him. You know what I'm saying? But just going out on the line and talking to my people and. You know, it just didn't, you know, this was my third year in the big leagues. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was a young kid, you know, still trying to make my way into the league. And then, you know, you look at players who were in the NFL, they were kind of losing their jobs. You know, some of them were, and that was kind of scary to think of, that I could potentially lose my job. Maybe, you know, if, I don't know if it was because of the kneeling or not, but, you know, that was still a thought that went through my head. And, you know, I feel like in baseball too, it's not a majority of African Americans in our sport. And, you know, it's hard to make that kind of statement, you know, in baseball. Because of that, you know, I feel like it's a lot easier for, you know, the NBA players to all come out wearing their shirts, or, you know, the NFL players, you know, taking their knee, because it is a predominantly black sport. And, you know, also with like playing in Texas, I had experience, racism in Texas too. And, you know, It just didn't feel right for me. You know, I wish at the time I was strong enough or bold enough, you know what I'm saying, to just do it, because I felt like, you know, Bruce was isolated by himself.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they came and played us in Texas, you know, hearing my fans boo, you know, my brother who is hurting and who is in pain, you know, about, you know, the stuff that's going around the country. It was just like I didn't, like, they didn't even notice that I even played for Texas. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was, I don't know, it made me sick to my stomach. Like, I didn't want to play that day. But, you know, I think my biggest regret is just kind of leaving him out there hanging. And, you know, him being, me being one of the first players that he called and told, like, hey, you know, this is what's going, that's going down today. And, you know, I chose not to do it. But, you know, I think there are other ways in our sport that we can show unity and, you know, kind of make that statement. You know, just being a young kid, it just didn't feel right for me. If it was somebody like CeCe Sabathia or you know, one of the OGs in the game, then, okay, I feel like that makes a different statement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We're talking to Delino DeShields Jr. He's the Indians outfielder. Delino, I'm curious, because you did mention there's a small percentage of black players in MLB, and it's actually declining. It's down to lower than 8% during the 2019 season. Do you feel that despite those numbers being so low, if you were playing right now, you would be wanting to and would be likely to take a knee simply because times feel like they've changed? The atmosphere feels different for you, even if maybe the makeup of the league remains limited in terms of black athletes?
No, I don't. Like, when I look back on it, I feel like I would have still made the same decision. As much as I feel bad for not doing it, you know what I'm saying?
So you would today. If you were playing now, you still wouldn't kneel?
Yeah, I don't think I would today. I think I would find, like, I would, you know, use my creative brain and figure out another way to do it in our sport specifically. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the guys who are kneeling, that was something that the NFL was doing. And, you know, the guys who in the NBA, they wore, you know, I can't breathe shirts, or they made a statement by doing something like that. And I feel like for baseball, I don't know exactly what it looks like, but I think there's another way that as a baseball player, as an African-American baseball player, you know, we could find a different way to kind of go about it.
Delino, it's interesting. You can clearly, it sounds like you're still a little conflicted, because clearly you feel a great deal of regret, naturally. So for feeling like you left Bruce hanging, I think you're being a little hard on yourself in that regard, but I think it's endearing to hear that there was some regret and the sincere emotion there. But yet still you're saying you still wouldn't do it. Is it because of, you think it's, is it disrespectful to the flag? Is it what you'd be risking? What would still prevent you today? Whereas you say that's what the NFL does. Although it's a unifying cause of black people. And by no means am I saying you need to do this. Obviously, everybody's different. But does it come from an emotion with the flag? What prompts you to say, even today, I would still no longer do it?
No, it has no relation with the flag. I just personally think that the NFL's thing, you know what I'm saying? They started that, and I feel like, you know, between the NFL and the NBA, they did two separate things to support the cause, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like with baseball being a major sport in America, like, what can we do that's different from the other sports that still makes that statement, that's still, you know, showing support of the Black Lives Matter movement, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is it in part because you don't feel support from the league, though? If they had come out and said something similar to what the NBA or the NFL had about these protests, would you feel more likely to be overt about what you have to say and what you support?
Yeah, probably. You know, as far as, like, taking a knee, yeah. But even if they don't say anything at all, you know, I would still try to do something to show support in one way or other, whether it's talking to my team specifically and, you know, us doing that together, just our team, or, you know, something where we reach out to Major League Baseball and kind of, you know, give our thoughts and our opinions and kind of see what happens from there. But yeah.
Sure. Delino, I know we're running out of time here, but what were those conversations in the locker room, knowing that there were different faces that don't look like yours in a locker room, you being black, there being other ethnicities, white people as well. How was it received what Bruce Maxwell did in your locker room and the locker rooms you were in post him kneeling?
I mean, there's definitely a lot of questions on my thoughts about it and, you know, if I was going to do it or, you know, if I felt like what he did was right. And I always backed Bruce, always. But it was hard, you know, having those conversations with people who just don't, fully understand what's going on, to the extent that I do or to the extent of my feelings. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you're on a team, these guys, they are like your brothers. And, you know, I always try to make a point to try to teach as much as I can, since there's a lot of ignorance in the world in general. And I feel like at the point that I was a couple of years ago, that's all I could do was just try to teach. You know, I can't put somebody else in my shoes. I can't, you know, tell somebody how to feel. I could just, you know, express my experiences and,
absolutely.
And yeah. Whether they take it positively or not, that's on them. But that's all I felt like I could do at the time. And, but yeah, there was,
and that
there
still
was,
might be the most important thing. I mean, there's obviously other things we can do, but just being able to educate the people around you and
sure.
take advantage of having all those different and diverse voices around you is huge. Hey, Delino, really appreciate
sure.
the time, and I hope you guys get back to work soon. I'd hate to see you bored for much longer. You might learn how to make sourdough or something. So here's to getting baseball
yeah,
back.
I've already taken up the guitar, so.
All right. Well, hey,
okay.
make
yeah.
good use of your time. The bread will have to wait. Hey, thanks, Delino. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.